Now, let us come on to the sexual symbolism of the tantras and the mandala. We've described the five Buddhas: white, blue, yellow, red, green. But we've described them singly, by themselves. But they're usually represented with their consorts. And these consorts are the five wisdoms. Now, the five wisdoms here are not to be confused with the five wisdoms already mentioned. In Sanskrit, the first five wisdoms, those already mentioned, are the five jnanas. These are the five prajnas. But both words are translated as wisdom. So these are the five wisdoms in the sense of the five prajnas. These are also known as the five female Buddhas. Some of you might be surprised to learn that there are female Buddhas. You probably thought that only masculine Buddhas exist, but no, not in the tantras. Everywhere else, only male Buddhas, but in the tantras, you get female Buddhas too. And they're also known as the five great Dakinis. Varuchana, the illuminator, has as his consort Vajradhateshvari, which means the lady of the sphere of infinite space. Varuchana himself represents the sun, or the light of the sun, the rays of the sun, and his consort, the lady of the sphere of infinite space, represents the space, the infinity of space through which the light shines. Akshobhya, the imperturbable, he has for his consort Lochana, which means the seeing one, the one with an eye. In other words, awareness, knowingness. Ratnasambhava, the jewel-producing, he has for his consort Mamaki. Mamaki means mind-maker. Mind-maker. Because the enlightened mind regards all things, all beings, as its own, as mine. Not in the sense of belonging to me, but mine in the sense of my own, dear to me, beloved by me. So Mamaki is that aspect, if you like, of the Buddha mind, the Buddha nature, which regards all things as dear, all things as beloved, and so on. Fourthly, Amitabha, the Buddha of infinite light, has for his consort Panduravasini, the white-robed one, also known as the white Tara, who is a form in her own right also. The Namoga city, infallible success, he has as his consort Tara, the green Tara, which means the savioress. She represents the saving, the redeeming power of enlightenment. Now we come to an important point. All these five Buddhas are represented in the tantras as being in sexual union with their five consorts. Not only so far as the description of the mandala are concerned, but also iconographically in images and tankas. Now they're always shown in sexual embrace. Now some people naturally find this rather surprising, and some find it even rather shocking that religious representations should be of this sort, that a Buddha and a female Buddha should even be represented in statues, in paintings, as in sexual embrace. But the attitude of the Tibetans and the Nepalese is quite different. They regard representations of this sort as being particularly sacred. A rather different sort of attitude from our own. When a Tibetan sees a representation of this sort, whether in the form of an image or a picture, a painting on the wall, he's not shocked. There's no reaction of an erotic nature. There's no little giggle, no little laugh or anything like that. I've seen myself on many occasions a Tibetan going into a gompa, going to a temple, where these sort of paintings were on the wall. At once his yabhyum. At once is actually one of devotion and respect. So we have to try to understand the meaning of these things. The Buddha, that is the masculine Buddha, represents the active compassion aspect of enlightenment. His consort, the female Buddha, she represents the passive wisdom aspect of enlightenment. And the sexual embrace, the sexual union, represents the inseparable unity of these two elements, these two aspects. They're not two persons. Iconographically, they are two persons. But spiritually, truly, they're just one person, one enlightened mind, fully integrated at the highest possible level. Wisdom fully integrated with compassion, compassion fully integrated with wisdom.